Dr. Van Helsing's memorandum. 5th of November, afternoon. I am, at least, sane. Thank God for that mercy at all events, though the proving of it has been dreadful. When I left Madam Mina sleeping within the Holy Circle, I took my way to the castle. The blacksmith hammer which I took in the carriage from Veresti was useful. Though the doors were all open, I broke them off the rusty hinges, lest some ill intent or ill chance should close them, so that being entered I might not get out. Jonathan's bitter experience served me there. By memory of his diary, I found my way to the old chapel, for I knew that here my work lay. The air was oppressive. It seemed as if there was some sulphurous fume which at times made me dizzy. Either there was a roaring in my ears, or I heard afar off the howl of wolves. Then I bethought me of my dear Madam Mina, and I was in terrible plight. The dilemma had me between his horns. Her I had not dared to take into this place, but left safe from the vampire in that holy circle, and yet even there would be the wolf. I resolved me that my work lay here, and that as to the wolves we must submit if it were God's will. At any rate, it was only death and freedom beyond. So did I choose for her. Had it but been for myself, the choice had been easy. The more of the wolf were better to rest in than the grave of the vampire. So I make my choice to go on with my work. I knew that there were at least 3 graves to find. Graves that are in habit. So I search and search, and I find one of them. She lay in her vampire sleep so full of life and voluptuous beauty that I shudder as though I have come to do murder. Ah, I doubt not that in old time, when such things were, many a man who set forth to do such a task as mine found at the last his heart fail him, and then his nerve. So he delay and delay and delay till the mere beauty and the fascination of the wanton undead have hypnotized him, that he remain on and on till sunset come, and the vampire sleep be over. Then the beautiful eyes of the fair woman open and look love, and the voluptuous mouth present to a kiss, and man is weak.